My name is Nader. I'm from Syria. I'm 19 years old. We are zero. We have nothing. We came with no money. We came with nothing.
My name is Yasser Mukhtad. I'm from Syria. I work as an artist, choreographer and filmmaker. And I'm here today to cook for this event as a volunteer to support this project and helping the education of refugees.
We have tahini. We have this amazing chickpea gesture, as it's called. Bulgur with tomatoes. We have a beautiful plate of fattoush, just wonderful looking fattoush with tomatoes and cucumbers and mint and all sorts of things. And of course, a lot of pita bread, shocking pint, pickled turnips, and other wonderful basics. So this is all Syrian country food.
Tomato, fattoush, salad.
Everything is homemade, huh?
My name is David. I'm one of the co-founders of Cairo University. And we are here in Brussels setting up our program for teaching refugees coding skills in order to help them to integrate into the European society. The whole point here is that programming is a very highly demanded skill in the European society, especially in Northern Europe. So all companies are looking for developers at some point that they actually don't care so much about the languages or about where you come from, because it's such a scarce resource that if you know how to do it, everyone needs an Android developer, everyone needs a web developer. And so if we focus on this to teach them that, so that when they hit the job market, it's a win-win situation. They get a job, they get nicely paid, and then the corporate world of Belgium gets more development, more technology, and it gets a competitive advantage. Basically, we realized that, I mean, since we are both startups and we are here in the same co-working space, and there was a very nice opportunity for collaboration. So Mitzis allow people to create pop-up dinners. And they came up with the idea, okay, why if we empower people to donate money if when they organize a dinner, they can give some money for helping refugees, in this case, to your organization?
We have calculated that with 400 euros, we can get a computer, a laptop, and a 3G connection for a student. Because so far, these people, they want to study, but they don't have the material. There is a lot of demand, so we hope that there will be even more people and even more money to help the refugees to start their studies.
Cairon, it's not only a chance so someone can improve his skills in programming or something. For us, it's a hope. It's something more than just a chance so you can just improve your skills and be a good programmer. No, for me, it's a hope. So I can maybe start a good life, maybe I have a good opportunity here in Belgium. We don't have other chances, because a chance is something you choose, okay, I take it, I don't take it, but hope, you need hope.